Prologue. In the beginning was the Empire, and all was well. It was the great adventure of humanity, springing out from its home world, pressing on into the endless dark in search of new worlds and wonders. It was a time of heroes and marvelous deeds, as humanity spread from world to world, and the frontier pressed remorselessly outward. A thousand worlds with a thousand civilizations, blazing so brightly against the dark. The Empire. It took 400 years for the rot to set in. Parliament became corrupt, the Company of Lords grew increasingly powerful on the profits from plundered worlds, and the Emperor ruled over all with an iron fist from his iron throne. Technology produced human clones and espers, declared them nothing but property, and institutionalized slavery. It was still a great empire, but only if you were rich or of noble birth, or had connections in the right places. Everyone else worked hard, kept their heads down, and tried not to be noticed. And so it went for 900 years. By the time of Owen Deathstalker, the Empire was ripe for rebellion. Owen never wanted to be a hero. Despite his family's martial history, he always saw himself as a scholar rather than a warrior. But when the Empress Lionstone 14 had him outlawed and put a price on his head that had his own people scrabbling to kill him, he had no choice but to run for his life and reluctantly grasp his destiny. He fell in with fellow outlaw Hazel Dark, pirate Bon Vivant, and ex-clone-legger, and together they fled to the rebel planet Mistworld, where they encountered Jack Random, the legendary professional rebel, Ruby Journey...